Hello, and welcome to the TRC Update. And at this moment, we all have the pleasure and the honor of meeting Jennifer Herron. She is a life coach here at the Resource Center, and I'm speaking to her at the Resource Center's administrative offices on Dunham Avenue, just outside Celeron. Jennifer, hello.
Hello.
What I didn't say in the introduction is that Jennifer Herron has been named New York State's Direct Support Professional of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not only that, but she has been named by the American Network of Community Options and Resources, ANCOR, as one of its Direct Support Professionals of the Year all around the United States. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel about all these honors that you have accumulated?
Great. Almost too good to be true.
A little bit about your work and what led you to be recognized for what you do and the honors that you have received. What is the nature of your day-to-day work right now at the Resource Center, Jennifer?
As a life coach, I support people in the community just kind of doing their day-to-day life stuff. It varies person to person.
These would be people with disabilities?
Yep.
And what are their situations in life? Are they living on their own in a resource center facility? Tell me a little bit about that.
Honestly, all of the above. I support people who live with their family. I support people who live on their own in their own apartment. I support people who have purchased their own home and live in that. I support people also that reside in a group home setting.
Tell us a little more about the one-on-one support that you offer in terms of how you do what you do.
A lot of listening and a lot of open-ended questions.
Give me an example of an open-ended question you might use with someone, Jennifer.
I guess it would be, how does it make you feel, you know, in whatever situation that we're talking about? Or any question, I guess on the fly, it's kind of hard without a conversation.
But you do this to help draw people out so that they can identify their own goals in life and ways to meet them?
Correct. And it's a way for me to learn more about them so I could better support them as well.
And does that support happen one-on-one all the time? Is that the whole nature of your work?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part.
You told me just before we sat down here that you have had a 20-year career with the Resource Center.
Yes, I have.
Is being a life coach what you have done all the way along the line here, or have you developed into that role?
I started out when I was 18 working third shift in one of the group homes. I then was a medical aide for a little while. Then I was a DSP again, and then now I'm a life coach. I've been a life coach probably maybe 10 years around there.
What are the aspects of life for people with the kinds of challenges you deal with day to day, disabilities of one kind or another? What would you like the rest of us to know from your experience about what persons with disabilities are like, what they're capable of accomplishing? Is there something that most of us don't see that you probably would?
Yeah, everybody has the ability. And, you know, it's the want to, you got to want it to get it. I guess coaching people and talking to them and making them believe in themselves, I think that has a lot to do with it.
It must be very gratifying to you to take someone who is in a position where they're not sure that they can achieve or convinced that they cannot achieve a certain goal, and when they finally get there, obviously something very gratifying for the person involved, but it must be very gratifying to you too.
It certainly fills my bucket,
Steve,
that's for sure.
Steve Watterson, who helps coordinate these TRC updates, gave me a little paragraph here, which I'm going to read and have you comment on. Whether assisting with money management to fulfill a dream of purchasing a home or supporting the dream of motherhood, Jennifer works to ensure the people she supports achieve their biggest dreams and live their best, most meaningful lives. Jennifer builds trust with the people she supports to discover what's most important to them. Her calm, judgment-free approach gives her the information she needs to present various scenarios in which they can accomplish their goals. No matter what choices they make, Jennifer commits to identifying the pathways, resources, and supports required to transform the dreams of the people she supports into reality.
He said that very nicely.
Well, actually, that's what ANCOR had to say about you. And again, that's the American Network of Community Options and Resources. I understand that this has not been formally awarded to you yet, but will sometime in the near future be formally awarded to you.
Yep.
In a major convention or meeting in Miami.
Yeah, we leave Sunday.
So you're on your way out now.
We're getting there.
Wow. Well,
counting down the days.
That would be a very exciting trip to take. I'd be interested in hearing from you once you get back, just to find out what the experience is like there, interacting with other professionals and receiving this honor.
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about, is meeting all the other DSPs who have won and just kind of being able to talk and share and you know, all of the things. It'd be a super neat experience.
And maybe we ought to clarify this for the audience. Being a job coach is one of the ways that you can be a direct support professional, not the only way, but it certainly falls within that category of job.
Yep, correct. So because I directly support people.
What would you say to those who are interested in employment today and thinking about maybe coming to work as the Resource Center and starting out as you did 20 years ago, Jennifer?
Come on in. We definitely need all the good, caring people that we could use. I think that your heart's got to be in it. You know, you got to care about other people and want to see other people succeed. You can't come to work just for a paycheck. That's not going to work out.
So this is a job that you really have to commit your whole self to.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the future for you now?
I have no idea. That's where I have no idea.
You'll just continue to do what you have
absolutely
done here for the Resource Center. Jennifer, our time has almost expired. Congratulations to you once again on being named the Direct Support Professional of the Year in New York State and one of the Direct Support Professionals of the Year around the United States. Is there anything else you'd like to say at the close just to kind of fill in the picture of who you are and what you do?
I kind of just want to thank all of my superiors for believing in me and thinking so greatly of me. I come in and I do my job and I don't think it's that big of a deal, but they do and they really have my back and I really, really appreciate it. All that they do.
Jennifer Herron is a life coach here at the Resource Center, and she is New York State's Direct Support Professional of the Year. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.